Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big, too small. Announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
All right, Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday, April 1st, 2021. Now, we thank Pastor Steve Whitaker for being on with us this morning, because tomorrow, remember, now tomorrow morning, we will not be doing live programming because something will be happening. It's very positive. I don't want to give it away, but we will not be live tomorrow morning. But keep checking back in tomorrow morning, because we will be back on at some point tomorrow morning, depending on the time. Could be as early as 8:30, could be as late as 1 o'clock. But at some point tomorrow, we will be back on. I just don't know exactly what the time will be, but once we are back on, I will be able to make the announcement of why we were off in the morning, and I think it will be a very positive thing for everybody involved. So, here we go. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, and we would love to hear from you out there in listener land. Now, another development as of last night was that I think we have the antenna issue fixed. Now, it's some kinks are still being worked out, but we got some phone calls this morning in hour number one, and I'm wondering, are we back over the air this morning? It would have happened last night, sometime around, I'm going to say 9 o'clock, maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock last night, but can you hear everything clearly now in the listening area? Are we back on the air? 740-383-9944, let us know. Are we coming through loud and clear? Now, I drove around most of Marion last night, and it was kind of hard to pick it up where I live for the last 3 or 4 days, but last night, it came in clear. I could hear it through the radio where I live, so that was a good thing. I drove north, well past Wyandotte. I know last week it dropped off at Wyandotte, so I drove well past Wyandotte, and I could hear us. I really did not drive south last night or west, but I went all the way out to Williamsport Road and got on 23 and drove from 23 at Williamsport Road back up to Mount Vernon Avenue, and then I drove out past Meyer parking lot, and then I drove back to downtown here last night, and I could hear the station very well through all of that. So I guess the question is, as we asked the other morning, are we back on in good stead over the airwaves coming through your radio? Now, you can check your radios in your house and see if we are back flowing through your radio waves. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And once we have that all nailed down for sure, we'll make a formal announcement on social media that everything is back up and working as it should be, and that will be a happy moment as well. But if you can hear us through the radio again, let us know this morning. 740-383-9944. Okay, I was trying to think of something that would be an interesting topic this morning. I do want to remind everybody, Glenn Coble will be on today from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m., and then we have Swap Shop today from 12:10 p.m. until 1 p.m., and then the Adam the Computer Guy show from 2:10 p.m. to 3 p.m. today, all here on WWGH, so you won't want to miss any of that programming. I like what the pastor had to say this morning. You know, we have Easter coming up, and the pastor and I, and Heloise and I, had a conversation, what was it, a few days ago, I would say. Was Heloise on last week? The days are flying by right now. about what you eat for Easter. Now, does anybody know what you eat for Easter? What do you have for Easter dinner, which will be Sunday? And are you celebrating Easter this year? Now, so many people last year did not celebrate Easter at all. It was really a dead holiday, to say the least, because we were just in the early stages of the pandemic. It was a lockdown. What do you serve for Easter? Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I can hear you real loud and clear this morning.
Loud and clear. Oh, well, where are you in Marion?
Right out here by, not too far from Garfield Park.
Oh, so you're way down there by Garfield Park. Now, you haven't been able to hear us recently?
No. Last few days, I couldn't hear on a house radio. Couldn't get you at all. It was all, what, nothing. In the car radio, you could just, once in a great while, you could just barely hear you, just slightly, and that was it.
So on the house radio now, though, we're coming through loud and clear?
Yeah, on the house radio, you're coming in loud and clear.
Well, I'm glad to hear we're back up and running.
Yeah, you sound real good and clear this morning.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, that's good to hear that our problems may be fixed at this point. It just took a few days. It was one of those things where, because of the weather, it was hard to get to what the problem was and isolate the problem. But I think we were able to do that, and now we will go forth with happiness. But if you're out there this morning, are you listening on the radio? Where are you? Where are you picking up the signal? Now, there was a call over from the Garfield Park area, where apparently the last few days we have not been able to be picked up at all, and now we're coming through loud and clear this morning. So that is definitely a plus. Does anybody else have any radio reports this morning where you couldn't hear us before, or there was some kind of friction on the line, or some kind of buzzing? Are we coming through loud and clear again on your radios this morning? 740-383-9944. And where are you located in town? Kind of interested to know how far the signal is going out at this point, since we just got the kink worked out. Give us a call anytime, 740-383-9944. Maybe this is another report this morning. This will be good. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're coming in loud and clear out here on South Prospect.
South Prospect, loud and clear. Now, the last few days we've been kind of sketchy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, now. You're coming in once in a while, here back and forth, but today you're coming in real clear.
Well, today we're coming in clear. I'm glad to hear it. Well, thanks, Bob.
All right.
Well, there's a call from our friend Bob, and over on South Prospect, we are coming in loud and clear again. All right, any more reports on this? We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, technical issues do happen, and that's exactly what that was. There was no way to avoid it, but I believe it was remedied last night. And it sounds like it's remedied. Now, hearing from you, the listening audience, it was so nice last night after we were able to work on the problem to pull back into the driveway and hear the station from a distance. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I live on the west side off Bennett Street.
Uh-huh.
You're loud and clear.
Loud and clear. So were we coming in at all there the last few days?
It was, but it was real muffled.
Muffled?
Like, yeah, it was muffled. You could hear you some, and it wasn't terrible, but wasn't good.
But we're back at full strength this morning.
It sounds the best I've heard for a long time.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. Thank you.
Okay, Scott. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
All right. Well, now we know we're on over at Bennett Street on Bennett. We're on over by Garfield Park. We're picking up strong on South Prospect Street. You know, it was rough. It was a rough technical issue, and weather did not make it easy to fix. But the weather was good enough last night where the problem was isolated, and now we are hopefully in good shape. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I live out by Kroger South, and I can hear you real plain today because a couple days this week you weren't on at all.
Really? Now, since last Friday, when were you able to hear us?
I could just hear it this morning. I couldn't hear it pretty much all week long. there was nothing there, just humming.
So really, it's just been a hum and static since last Friday.
Yeah. Right.
But today, we're coming in loud and clear.
Yes, sir.
And that's out past Kroger South.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Well, there we go. So the south end, sounds like we've got our reach back to the south end, that we're coming in beyond Kroger South out there, which is good. And it's good that everybody stuck with us through this technical issue. I think most people probably got the idea that we were having a technical issue and would fix it as soon as possible. But the weather was not cooperative several days. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Are we back on in your area? And where is your area? Or has it been kind of muffled all week, and now we have unmuffled the signal, and everything is back to the way it should be? That's what we hope, and that's what it sounds like. Now, the trick that I took last night, as I say, I went down, I left here, so I was on West Center, went down North Main, went all the way to Williamsport, took Williamsport down to 23, took 23 back up to Mount Vernon Avenue, went into the Meyer parking lot, and then Mount Vernon Avenue back to the Boulevard, and then back up here to West Center Street. And we never lost the signal, so I felt good about that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you're not coming in. It's awful scratchy. At least you're coming in today. The last few days you were not coming in at all. It was a hum, but south of town on 423 to Marion Cardington Road, it's awful, awful scratchy.
So it's scratchy today, but it's back in somewhat.
Well, you're on there where I can hear you, but the radio reception's nothing up to the standard you had before you had trouble, put it that way.
Well, you know, we're trying to figure out, because I'm not really sure if it's the way the antenna's pointing at this point.
It must be, because it's not reaching out the farther south, and on the car radio, with the as you turn and stuff, you lose you on the car radio, too. That's about 3 miles south of Center and Main.
3 miles south of Center and Main. Okay, I will keep an eye out for that.
You want to put it that kind of dimension on mileage, yeah. But down around the Pleasant School area and stuff like that, it's scratchy, and can hear you, but you got to listen good. You can't walk in the other room and hear you with the static. And sometimes when somebody calls in, that makes an interference too on your voice and stuff. So, but early this morning, it was really bad. You couldn't have. You know how you hit the button for FM and AM from Marion Station to a 107 station?
Right.
Why that 107 wasn't coming in on that relay there like that.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. It's just the way things happen, but we had a really big drop in temperature yesterday, and that does affect the FM radio waves, and we were not able to fix the problem until about 9 o'clock last night. So a lot of the problem right now might have to do with the ionosphere, and once we heat back up a little bit, or stay at this temperature for a while, whichever it's going to do, the signal might increase as the day goes along.
Yeah, well, I just told you what I could tell you from here, that the rest of the listening audience, I'm glad that they can hear you loud and clear, but this is not loud and clear 3 miles south of Marion.
Okay, well, I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, so 3 miles in the south direction, in the Pleasant Township direction, I guess we're still a little scratchy. Now, we've entered back into that area, but a little scratchy at this point. You know, to the south, we do face this station in Columbus, which is, that causes some problems as well. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I just wanted to call. I listen every day, and I'm on the east, and by kind of like by Garfield Park.
Okay.
And you haven't been in at all this week until about 30 minutes ago.
Oh, 30 minutes ago we came in.
Yeah, in the middle of the 8 o'clock hour.
Now, how are we sounding?
right now you're sounding exactly good, like it was before, like last week. That Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, nothing came in the entire day.
Now, this morning, did you have the radio on before 8:30?
I turned it on every day about 5 till 8, and there was nothing.
And there was nothing and again?
Then about 8:30, I happened to walk past the radio, and I could hear the pastor talking.
Oh, okay. So we came back in at 8:30 this morning.
At least where I'm at, over by Garfield Park, but it was the first time all week.
Well, I'm glad to hear we're back barreling through. We fixed the problem last night at 9 o'clock, but I know it's a weird time for it because it did get cold last night. We had a drop in the temperature, which can affect the ionosphere, and also I'm not really... That station to the south kind of bled over, so it might take a minute to push that back to where it was. But you should be good now. If you're tuning us in, our power is not going to drop.
I hope so. I sure missed it all week.
Well, I'm glad you're back with us.
All righty. Have a good one, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Here we are. Back in... where we need to be. All right, looks like we have another message here coming in on social media. Let's see. Coming in good in the kitchen, not very good in the front room, from Clarendon. So, in Clarendon, we're coming in good in the kitchen. Well, that's quite a ways out to the east. We're coming in good in the kitchen, not good in the front room, but that could be as time goes on. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm on Clover Avenue between Church and Indiana, and I'm hearing you, but a lot of static on it.
Over on Clover, you say?
That's right.
Between Church and Indiana, that's strange.
I just turned it on. I've missed you all week. There's been nothing but noise on there all week.
You know, it might clear up as you have your radio on, because, like I say, we just were able to restart it last night about 9 o'clock, so as the tuner picks the station back up. Just did you hear the caller before over on over by Garfield? Said he turned it on this morning and nothing, but by 8:30, we're coming in clear again.
I see. Well, I'm not very far from Garfield Park, you know, so.
Right.
Well, I can hear you, but it's real staticky.
Well, hopefully it slips back in clear pretty soon.
I certainly hope so.
Hey, thank you.
Good luck. Bye.
Well, we're working out the kinks as the days go along, and hopefully the kinks continue to work themselves out. But it is good. We are coming back in places along town. Now, remember, if we've been off for a few days, which we have been in several parts of the community, it may take a minute to get all the static out of the line, because if you're listening on a radio, it is coming in through a tuner. So what you might try, if you're listening on a radio... to be honest with you, turn the radio on or turn the radio off, or move your dial for a minute and then move it back. Because I'll tell you, last night when we first got the issue fixed, we had somebody sitting down in, I think it was Angie, a matter of fact. Angie was sitting down here in a parking lot on Center Street. And when we got the problem fixed, when she was in her car, it was staticky. But as she started to drive out to where she lives, it cleared up. So that could be happening as well. You might need just to adjust your radio a little bit. And I know that also happened in Fair Park, too. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, West End, kind of near Whirlpool.
Hello? Hello? Oh, I think we lost you, caller. Give us a call back if that was you. 7403, give us a call back if that was you. If that was you, give us a call back, I guess what I should say. 7403839944. So I know Angie had that problem, and also Sean last night, who lives over on the north end of town, he said pulling into his driveway in his car, we were clear, and then when he got into his house, he turned on a radio that had some static, but then he moved the radio, and we cleared up. So it's interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
I can now.
Not sure what happened.
Connection issues all around.
Right? I'm on the west end, pretty close to Whirlpool. You come in staticky, but if I turn my dial to 107.2, it comes in much better. Just kind of weird, but
yeah,
so
well,
maybe
you,
if your readers are... Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because, like I say, last night when we got the problem fixed, Angie was sitting in a parking lot here on Center Street and said it was coming in staticky, and Sean, who drove all the way out to the north end of town, said it was clear, and then when he turned the radio on in his house, it was staticky, but then he moved the radio, and it cleared up in his house, which obviously you can't move it very far there, and Angie, when she left the parking lot she was in and started to go out east, it cleared up. And the signal carried about to where it used to go. So I think if maybe people turn their dials a little bit or move their radio if they're able to or move their antenna, I think they'll find that we do come in a little clearer.
Yep, it definitely worked for me. I'm glad to hear you're back on, though.
Hey, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, what you might want to do is if you have a radio that has a dial, kind of twist the dial a little bit, play with it for a minute, move the antenna if it has an antenna on top, because I'm not really sure which way the antenna is going out at this point. It might not be exactly the same as it was before. It's in the same location, but it might have got turned a little bit last night, our antenna, which would affect your antenna. So just, you know, play with the knob for a minute or kind of move the antenna back and forth or move the radio if you're able to a little distance, maybe left or right, or pick it up a little bit. See if it comes in any clearer and report back to us here in the next 33 minutes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, it's just like a television when the reception's not good. And obviously like radios. And as I say, there is an issue right now. We did lose a lot of temperature yesterday, about 30 degrees, a matter of fact. So a lot of this does have to do with the ionosphere. And as we stay at a continual temperature or it heats back up, a lot of this problem will be fixed because FM waves go until they hit something. And unfortunately, to the south, we have that station to the south, so it'll take a minute for that to bow back down and push us out. It's interesting how it all works, let's say that. But we love hearing the reports this morning. Is anybody playing around with their radios in their house, turning their antennas or turning their knobs a little bit to see how we're coming in? Give me a call, 740-383-9944, or give us a report on how you're hearing us this morning, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I tried all those things, and it didn't help me a bit on Clover Avenue.
Okay. Well, hopefully, as the weather gets a little better and we're back on for a minute, it'll clear up.
I'm listening to you on a digital radio in my bedroom.
Oh, okay.
And it normally comes in loud and clear, but not today.
Well, hopefully it gets better. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Well, there we go. And like I say, these things hopefully will clear up within... We haven't even been back on 24 hours, and that means the antenna is now sending out what it's sending out. And I don't really know, to be honest with you, what caused all that. But I do know we certainly are streaming out further than we have been. I was losing the station, starting to lose the station before the McDonald's on 95 up until last night. And now I can get it in my house, which is past Meyer. And as I say this morning, we had a report that out in Clarendon, we're coming in clear in the kitchen and staticky in the living room. But apparently last night in the living room, we weren't coming in at all. So it's good to know that we're returning somewhat to the living room now. I think as the signal pushes its way out. So hopefully as the day goes along, these problems will iron themselves out. The sun was already down when this problem was fixed last night. And at night,
especially a cool night, sometimes that can interfere with FM radio waves. But where can you hear us? Where can you not hear us? Give us a buzz here. We'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. And we might go up and tweak it again based on what you're telling us, because now that we have the issue fixed, the technical side of it fixed, we might go up and see if the antenna got turned. I said it's in the exact same location. It didn't go anywhere else. It's just I don't know if it got turned when it was being worked on, or if it's facing a different direction now, or if they... I don't know. I really don't know in regard to that. I just know what the problem ended up being, which was a connection issue with the antenna, and I know once that connection issue was fixed, the wattage went back up to what it was supposed to be, which that's a good thing. But as far as the direction of the antenna, or I don't know, that I would have to take a look at, and hopefully I will be able to take a look at that in the next couple days here, maybe even sooner than that, maybe even tonight. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have a report on the radio station this morning? Can you hear us? Where can you hear us? And could you hear us at all before this morning? 740-383-9944. Radio's an interesting thing over the air, because not only does our transmitter have to be working and our antenna have to be working, but it's got to hit your antenna just right and also come in on your tuner just right. So there is that component of this whole thing as well, which we're working together here to iron out this problem to get back where we were. But since you are listening again, if you want to call in a report, 740-383-9944. But other than that, if you want to tell me, because it is Easter weekend coming up, what are you going to have for Easter dinner? What are you going to have? Is there a typical traditional thing that is served for Easter? Is there a typical traditional Easter dessert? I don't know. I cannot think of any off the top of my head. Now, obviously, you take the eggs and you hide them. I've seen a lot of that. You know, I do see a lot of people buying ham. I have seen a lot of hams bought. Now, do you have ham on Easter? And if so, how do you cook your ham to get the best, I guess, what do I want to say, the best outcome? Because I do see people cooking a lot of hams. Now, I will say that ham is not my favorite. I'm more of a turkey person, especially when it comes to Thanksgiving or any other holiday, and I still prefer turkey to ham just in general. But maybe it's because I have not had a really good ham. So how do you prepare your ham? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How do you prepare your ham? Is it... I know a lot of people use pineapple. And a lot of people smear stuff on their ham. And a lot of people use a honey glaze, and sometimes the ham already comes honey glazed. So I've seen a lot of things when it comes to ham. Now, what do you have with the ham? Do you have mashed potatoes and gravy? Do you have corn on the cob? Do you have whole kernel corn, peas, green beans? Do you cook something special? Oh, you know what I wanted to ask? Okay. Because my recipe for this is kind of old. Stuffed green peppers, or stuffed peppers in general. I know a lot of people use red peppers and yellow peppers now, and what's the other color? There's yellow, red, green, and orange. Orange bell peppers. How do you cook your stuffed peppers? I know it's onion, and it's hamburger. And obviously the pepper. Now, some people use, I know, kind of a tomato paste or a tomato sauce. How do you cook your stuffed peppers. And is it called stuffed green pepper or just stuffed pepper? I don't think it could be stuffed green pepper anymore, because I know people are stuffing the orange and the red and the yellow ones, which have no different taste at all. Now, does anybody want to dispute that to me, that the color of the pepper changes the taste? I've never noticed that. I've never noticed where the color determines the taste of the bell pepper. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I'm curious to know about the bell peppers, the stuffed bell peppers, because the recipe I have might be old, and I think I'm going to cook these. Maybe this weekend I might even try to cook these stuffed bell peppers, because I do like them, and I think they are fairly healthy. I don't think there's anything hugely unhealthy in a stuffed bell pepper. But give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Maybe people out there don't eat the stuffed bell peppers. Not getting any recipes here this morning. I know we're coming back in loud and clear in a lot of places, and if not loud and clear, at least loud enough to hear us. So I know people are listening. Maybe they just don't have the recipes for the bell peppers. That did not... Yeah, well, here we go. Maybe this is a bell pepper recipe. We can only hope. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Yes.
On the stuffed green peppers, all y'all ever use, I take rice, hamburger, green pepper, and then I take the pan, I put the orange juice, tomato juice, in the pan, and cook it that way.
So you use rice?
Tomato juice, rice, and hamburger.
Tomato juice, rice, and hamburger. Now, you cook that all in the pepper?
I put it in the pan. I put it in the pan and just let it cook in the pan.
And then you stuff the pepper when it's over?
No, I put the pepper after I got all the stuff in there and cook in the pan all together.
Oh, okay. So you put the raw... But do you put the raw hamburger in the pepper?
I brown it a little bit. You know, not completely. And the rice, you got to get it mixed in, and then I put it all in and just cook it that way.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks. Yeah. I appreciate it, Bob.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's one stuffed green pepper, bell pepper recipe. I thought, now, this was part of the recipe that I had, was because obviously you don't want raw hamburger in your bell pepper. You had to cook the hamburger in a skillet, and you cook the hamburger and I think it was the onion. Now, I don't remember if the one I had tomato paste in it or not, or tomato sauce. But I know that it had onion, and it had hamburger, and it was some kind of spice. And I just won't reveal the spice that I put in it on the air. Now, you got that all brown, and then you stuffed it in the pepper, and then you baked the pepper, the bell pepper, not very long, just enough to get the bell pepper soft. Now, that's how I did it. That's the recipe that I had. Now, does anybody else have a different recipe? I'd be interested to know about that. Give me a call, 740-383-9944, or if you got a report on the radio station, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I've always seen people use Spanish rice to stuff their green pepper.
Well, I know some people do use rice, but now, see, do you see them cook it beforehand, or do you see them put it in the pepper raw?
Well, I think my mom used to cook it beforehand.
Yeah, but...
The rice mixture, you know, and the tomato paste and the spices, and she'd put a little hamburger in the pepper, too, but when you cook a green pepper, you got to cook them for a long time, so you don't have to have that hamburger completely done. I would brown it up, like Bob said.
Well, see, the recipe that I had was, I know there were onions, I know there was hamburger, and there was some kind of spice, and you basically cook that in a skillet, like you would cook Sloppy Joe without the Sloppy Joe mix. And then you cut the top off the bell pepper, raw bell pepper, and you cut the top off, you put that contents inside the bell pepper, and then you put the bell pepper in a baking pan, and you put it in the oven. And it wasn't very long, because the stuff in the inside is already done. So basically, you're just warming that. You're just trying to get the bell pepper to soften up, which doesn't take very long.
Well, I don't know. It takes quite a while to cook a bell pepper.
See, maybe this is where I'm losing the recipe, but that's how I saw it done. And then when you pulled them out of the oven, the top was already scored, and it was already stuffed, and you knew everything inside was done because you cooked it in a pan. Because I don't know how you would check to know if the hamburger was done without damaging the pepper once you had cooked it.
Probably put an instant read thermometer down inside it, right inside the metal of the hamburger stuff and rice.
Well, you could, but I don't like hamburger. Once you squish it all up, I really don't know if you can take a good reading on it that way. I mean, if it's a patty, I think you can take a good reading because it's all connected. But when it's all apart from each other, I don't know if it would give you a good reading.
Yeah, it's possible because it's not touching it real tight.
Right, so I'm not sure. That's why I thought you had to make sure the contents were completely done before you put them in the pepper.
But raw hamburger's good.
Now, see, people say that, but I thought you got a disease from eating raw hamburger. I thought that's why we tested the temperature.
Oh, you can get, you know, salmonella and diseases from that, but that's why they don't reckon. Hamburger has so many scraps. If you're eating, you know, the part where they do the steak, the steak doesn't have to be fully done. You can eat the red meat raw. But when you're talking about hamburger, it's got so many scraps in it that, you know, it's got to be cooked good.
Right, and that's why I say I would not feel comfortable doing a bell pepper if I did not know the insides were done before I put it in there.
Yeah, well, just go ahead and cook your hamburger until it's all done. It's going to, it shouldn't dry out.
Right. So have you had any radio issues this week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Friday, you wasn't coming in, and a couple days later, I went out in my car, and you was coming in, and I came back inside here. You was the only station that wouldn't come in very good, so I slapped the radio a couple times, and then the radio won't do nothing no more.
So
but I got another radio here that I've been listening to you.
Now, this morning, are we coming in loud and clear?
Yeah.
All right.
I got kind of a signal strength, but, you know, light.
All right. Well,
and you've been flashing, but today it's the light staying on.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And you're located in downtown Marion?
Henry Street.
Well, I'm glad we're loud and clear over on Henry Street.
Okay, good luck with your peppers.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, looking for radio reports of how the signal is and where it is in town, or green pepper recipes, 740-383-9944. Because I don't think I'm going to get into any kind of big Easter celebration this weekend. After the episode that will happen, after this whole week, to be honest with you. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, box number 55 checking in.
Hello, go ahead.
So, my bratty little kids always wanted to eat all the goodies out of the middle of the pepper and then throw the pepper away. So, I had to devise a plan so that we weren't wasting food. So, I would cut the peppers up into little pieces, and I would make the Spanish rice according to whatever the instructions on the box were. And then, just like in a pan, I would put the rice in there, and like a saucepan, you know. And then just put the peppers, the pieces of peppers, in there. You know, maybe saute them in the skillet first to get them soft, but then add them to the rice and mix it all up.
So you did not do stuffed green peppers?
No, because I just couldn't see throwing that whole big, like one or two of them would, you know, kind of pick at the pepper, but that was about it. And then the other ones, I thought they were just going to eat the goodies out of the middle and throw that pepper away. I thought, oh, no, you don't.
So really, the answer to the question this morning, you really don't know how to stuff a green pepper, do you?
Well, no, I can make them real good. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of brains to make a stuffed green pepper.
Well, I think
I'm
it does.
I wasn't going to see them throwing them away just because, but it's a lot harder to sit and pick the pieces of pepper out.
But you've been listening this morning, right? Now, Bob...
up here by the dialysis center up on 423, and I did have to move around a little bit. You were kind of scratchy out here.
The dialysis center on 423.
Yeah, I don't know how you say that. What was that? Fresenia? I don't know.
Oh, DeVita.
No, that's the old Michael Steakhouse.
Oh, Avita?
I'm right across from Dollar General.
Dollar General. I'm trying to place where that is.
You know, I was by that cat thing to win.
Oh, you're talking way out past Kroger.
Yeah.
Oh, but we're picking up out there. It just was.
I had to move around a little. You're still a little scratchy.
Well, that's to the south too. So as the weather heats up and that radio station from the south starts to give back a little bit, we should be good. But because Bob said the hamburger was not completely done when he put it in the green pepper.
Yeah.
And I think you have to make sure it's done before you stuff the pepper.
Well, different strokes for different folks. And like the last caller said, I have heard people eating sprawly. I'm not doing it anytime soon, but I have heard of people eating sprawly hamburgers.
See, but that's the difference between people who get their stomach pumped and people who don't get their stomach pumped.
Well, I'm a consistency person, too, and, like, I don't know, raw hamburger,
just roll off the tongue?
That's enough to curl my toes.
Oh, my.
Well,
but you can pick us up all through town this morning.
Oh, yeah, in town you're coming through, like, crystal clear, but just... And you are out here once I moved around a little bit. When I first got parked, it was a little fuzzy.
Well, I think part of that right now is the colder weather, because that does mess with the ionosphere, and part of it is knocking that station back to the south a little bit, which might take a day or two.
Well, it's about to warm up, according to the 10-day forecast, in the next few days, I think.
Well, let's hope. We can only hope.
Yeah, bring it on, right?
That's right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, good reports today. I mean, some people are still having static in their radios, but we are picking up out in Clarendon. We are picking up south of the mall. We are picking up south of east, I guess it would be east of Meijer. If we're on in Clarendon, certainly east of Meijer. We are back strong on Bennett Street, where we had not been strong. We are strong again over by Garfield Park, where we had not been strong. And we are picking up out past Williamsport Road, where we had not been strong. So I think the problem is remedied at this point. I think the only issue, there are three issues going right now. One, the ionosphere with the colder weather. Two, we do need to check the direction of the tower. Tower's still in the same place, but I don't know if it got bumped last night when it was fixed. And the other issue is that station to the south, which it does take a minute to beat that back when you've been off, lower frequency for the last 5 days. Glenn, you're coming up next. How's your radio coming in this morning?
Absolutely perfect coming home.
And did when you heard that this morning, when you couldn't hear us at all yesterday?
I was thrilled. Well, I could hear you yesterday, but it was kind of scratchy.
You said Scott's a genius and we're back on the air.
No, I didn't say the first part.
You can say it now. You can say it now.
Glenn, well, I'm just glad you didn't fall off the
top. I didn't fall off. Glenn Goble coming up in 10 minutes. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Don't forget, we will not be on tomorrow, but tune in the morning between 8 and 1, 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. in the afternoon. We will be back on at some point. I'm just not sure when that will be. It's a good thing, though, and we'll make the announcement as to why we were off tomorrow morning. Stay tuned.
She fired you.
Yeah, she told me she was not renewing my contract. You know, I spilled the beans inadvertently about Rosie O'Donnell coming on the show to the press, and Barbara was about to announce it on the Emmys, and she had a fit, and she was furious with me, and she fired me. She said, I'm not renewing a contract on the phone. I was like, well, it was a mistake. And she said, It was a big mistake. And then she took it back in like a half an hour.
When I typed in your name last night, something came up from your appearance on The View on Tuesday, I think it was.
Yeah.
Snooki was on, I guess.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, and
I was there.
One day this week, I think she was on. And she gave a quote to one of the internet sites that says the first time she was there, she really liked Whoopi Goldberg, and this is her quote, Snooki. The person who wasn't nice to me the first time on The View was Joy Behar. Uh-huh. I was in the bathroom, and she goes, why are you pretending to be Italian? I don't get it. She was so nasty. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Do you don't like Snooki, huh?
No, she's fine. Let her go and be well. But that show, I thought The Jersey Shore, was not a particularly positive depiction of Italian Americans.
Did you feel like you were being inquisitive, or do you feel you were being nasty, as she says?
No, I was not being nasty. She's overly sensitive. No one ever says that about me. That's the first time I've ever heard any guest say that I was not friendly to them. I'm always nice to everybody.
What was it like to sit next to Dick Cheney?
Uncomfortable.
Do you like a Jeb Bush or a Christie as far as, is that good competition for her or tough?
I think she can beat the pants off of both of them. But, you know, I mean, when Ted Cruz announced, everybody, the Democrats were like, oh, bring it on, baby. It's been nice talking to you.
Thank you, Joy.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
This is a man who's had a long relationship with boxing. He is HBO boxing analyst, Larry Merchant. Larry, how are you?
I'm good.
You say you will be rooting for Pacquiao. Who's going to win? We're far out and things can happen. Happening tomorrow, you know they're going to be in shape.
Call me on May 1st.